Casting Out Evil Part 6, Real People Who Crushed Satan's Head. In part one of this series, called The Truth, we learned that the scriptures say over and over that it's a belief in Jesus Christ, not priesthood, which enables one to cast out evil. In part two, modern day casting out testimonials, we read a few testimonials about casting out and dispelled some myths associated with this doctrine. In part three, when casting out isn't enough, we discussed the concept of consequences, and in part four, dispelling the myths behind casting out, we tackled the mistaken notion that we should instead befriend and perform missionary work among Satan's followers. Finally, part five, the tactics Satan uses to torment you, gives you a basic understanding of how Satan's forces attack you. I'm thrilled that many who've read this blog and listened to this accompanying podcast have taken these concepts to heart and have experimented upon its words. They've found far fewer negative influences and greater solace and peace in their lives. As DNC 623 says, "Did I not speak peace to your mind concerning the matter? What greater witness can you have than from God?" What follows are some concluding testimonials I've received since beginning this series. They not only testify the truthfulness of the concepts presented, but also something more, which I'll discuss later in this post. Please note that in these testimonials, I've replaced phrases like "did" with "cast out" and "used" with "use the casting out guidelines," which is mentioned in the last line of part two. Here's the first one, and remember, these are testimonials from other people. Quote, "I cast out a couple nights ago, and the energy in our home felt different. My husband seemed to sleep better." The next testimonial, "I used the guidelines the first night you sent it to me. I felt power in the words as I said them. Whether or not it affected a greater change beyond what I've seen, I can't say, but what I had been doing every night for several months now is raising my right arm and saying, 'In the name of Jesus Christ, my master, depart.' I've been saying it as a preventive measure. Occasionally, when I forgot to say it, I would begin to get a nightmare that I would tell what was inspired from one of Satan's minions. I usually woke up just as it was beginning, and I would cast out and sleep without being bothered again. My 5-year-old daughter gets bothered in the night sometimes. She says she's felt a tapping on her leg on a couple of instances. I talked to her about tricky angels and that they play tricks on her. Eventually, I felt the need to teach her the simple script I've been using. I've been encouraging her every night, along with prayers, to say the script, a simple one that I've been saying. She'll ask me to leave her bedroom when she does it. She's self-conscious about speaking words out loud, even praying, etc., so this is why she wants me to leave. But I hear her saying it through the door. I believe she has a lot more faith in Jesus than my 12-year-old daughter." Next testimonial. "I used the script this morning. My husband has been contentious since last night, so while he was in the shower, I used it. When he emerged ready for work, he hugged me extra long and was so sweet. Definitely not the way he went in. This has been much better. I'll use it whenever things get dicey." Next. "I have noticed a big difference in my home. My husband hasn't been argumentative at all." Next testimonial. "We've been casting out spirits almost every day. Things have been a lot more calm with my father. He's very subject to their influence, which is interesting because he is very easily influenced by the ideas of other people. He probably functions at a capacity of a young teenager, if not younger. He was very stunted emotionally and mentally. Anyway, that was a thought that just came to me to explain it." Next testimonial. "I used your idea to cast Satan from my home this morning. It has worked wonders. Thank you. My house and my family feel at peace. We had an attack on us this weekend, and it took a minute for me to figure out what was happening. Thank you again." Next testimonial. "I just expelled negative spirits from my son who has been plagued by them, and he felt them leave when I gave a consequence and looked brighter and happier afterwards. He is 22 and grateful for this information. Thank you again." Next testimonial. "Thanks for the advice on casting out. It helped a lot last night. I haven't developed a great technique yet. It was so nice last night, though, because I would be woken up and could recognize why and cast them out and by saying in my mind. It is so nice, because even though it happened multiple times during the night, at least I had something to make it go away for at least a little time. Because it's an awful feeling. I don't like feeling that instead of feeling the spirit. The spirit is much better. You've given me a tool, and I'm already feeling more confident. I really like the podcasts about casting out, too. It helped answer a lot of questions. Next testimonial. Thank you so much for sharing the casting out scripts. They expanded my concept on what and how to carry them out. It has given me a course to study, too. I'm so grateful. I'll share my experiences if I have any that result from casting out. While praying for my children who are spread out all over the U.S. at times, I've cast out evil spirits from around them. I did it as a result of feeling helpless to help them in each of their separate troubles. It always gave me peace to know I had done all I could to help them. Again, these scripts give me more insight. Love to you. Next testimonial. I was tired and did not cast out of my hotel room as I usually do last night. I had some bad dreams and immediately did the casting out above this morning. There is peace and the spirit again. Thank you. Next. Thank you. Very powerful and specific. I feel light, peace, love, and joy after using the script. I love Jesus Christ and his power to combat the adversary. Next. I had a chance to use some of the consequences for casting out last night. My 6-year-old daughter, who has a history of tantrums, had a doozy yesterday. I chose to ignore her until she could talk to me kindly or calmly, but she was not having it. She screamed louder and louder, threatened to kick others if I didn't listen to her. She was not backing down, and after about 5 to 10 minutes, I went into the bathroom and followed some of the suggestions for giving consequences. At first, I didn't notice an immediate difference, but then I remembered to include the consequences for any bystanders, and immediately she stopped and returned to her sweet and loving demeanor. Some may say it's a coincidence, but I think coincidences are much less common than we tend to believe, and instead, there's a deeper meaning. Next one. Monday night, laying in bed trying to get to sleep because I had a blank the next morning to get blank. I was anxious about the next day and really, really needed a good night's rest. I started having really painful darting pains in my feet, usually just as I was starting to doze off. After about 20 minutes of this, I analyzed the pains, literally like the point of a dart landing on my feet. The words "darts of the adversary" came into my mind. I used the casting out script as well as I could remember it, and the pains stopped immediately, so I could sleep. The next 5 minutes, I finished with crushing Satan's head before heading to blank. There is a definite change in the feeling in my home. Thank you so much for sharing these marvelous ways to use the power of Jesus Christ to help our families. Next testimonial. Thank you so much. I had a personal experience over 40 years ago when a man tried to rape me. I was jogging in the very early morning, and a man stepped out from behind a car, put his hands around my neck, and told me he'd kill me if I didn't do what he said. The words came into my mind, and I commanded him in the name of Jesus Christ to let go of me, and he did. I still to this day don't know how I knew to say those words that Heavenly Father blessed me that morning. It is very comforting to me to know that there are other people who know how to do this and people who understand the situations. That is the day that I learned that Jesus Christ is the most powerful in all the universe. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. Next testimonial. I taught my now 12-year-old a long time ago that he can raise his arm to the square and command evil to depart in the name of Jesus Christ. And if the situation requires it, he can even do this in his mind. The other night, he shared that the first time he called down ministering angels to protect himself from evil, it worked. He has also cast out evil by raising his arm to the square many times. Surely, we must understand the dark forces we fight against in more than an abstract way. But the Lord has not left us vulnerable or helpless. We have many tools for protection if we are open to receiving them, act in faith, and live worthy to qualify for their power. God will give us the script and the specific combination of steps to cast out different types of evil, customized to our strengths, weaknesses, and what we specifically need to learn and accomplish in this life. I testify of this as a woman with experience in these things. He does not forsake or withhold power from the obedient, the pure, and the faithful. Next testimonial. Thought you'd like to know that I am preparing to go on a mission and suddenly having knee problems. So this morning, I decided to use the casting out script, suspecting it wasn't really a knee problem at all. Lo and behold, I can walk easily and without pain once again. I'm so grateful for my Savior Jesus Christ and his atoning sacrifice. Through his power, all things will be overcome. And here's the last testimonial. As I have been able to recognize the attacks on me and my family for what they are, attacks, I've been able to seek the Savior's help in fighting off those attacks. I'm not as easily manipulated, and I'm able to fight back and protect myself and my family by increasing the good light I can bring to this world. Knowledge of tactics is really power. A final note about casting out evil. The first step in solving a problem is recognizing that you have one. And we as a people have lost our way when it comes to casting out evil. True, we never hear about it in general conference. We never read about it in the Anson or New Era, and we never see books about it for sale in Deseret Book. Yet we're also told in D&C 58:27-29 that we should be anxiously engaged in a good cause and do many things of our own free will and to bring to pass much righteousness. We're also told that it's not meet to be commanded in all things, and if you feel differently, then great. The Lord has a category for you, slothful, unwise servant. The Lord saw fit to cast out evil from people not once but over and over again, and we're told that what's written about him is just a fraction of his works while in mortality. We can only assume that he cast out evil a lot more often than what we read. And so it falls to us, the oft-described Lord's chosen people, to show the way, to be the exemplars, to turn our backs on slothfulness and needing to be led around like we have a ring in our noses. Okay, it's up to us to cast out evil from ourselves, our homes, and our lives as much as possible. You see, to do otherwise, to neglect this clearly beneficial route, is to concede and succumb to Satan's consistent drumbeat of apathy, ignorance, and denial. In this series, you've learned not only how to cast out evil, but you've also seen living proof that it works well among fellow saints. Now that you know these things, what are you going to do with them? Just let them gather dust on a metaphorical shelf? Or are you going to receive them, use them with gratitude and happiness? Will you keep what you've learned to yourself, or are you going to share it with others? There is nothing Satan would like more than to see you bury what you've learned and not help others along the way. These posts, this series, is just the beginning of the dialogue. It's my prayer, my wish, my invitation that you continue it. The secret we learn about Jesus when we cast out. The testimonials above illustrate more than just the ability of men, women, and children to cast out evil. It's a crystal clear demonstration of one indisputable fact. Jesus is enthusiastic and anxious to fight your battles and assume your burdens. Exodus 14:14, the Lord shall fight for you and ye shall hold your peace. Deuteronomy 1:30, the Lord your God which goeth before you, he shall fight for you. And 2 Chronicles 32:8, with us is the Lord our God to help us and to fight our battles. This means you don't have to be weighted down or burdened by the bad things that happen to you in your life. And we may be tempted to doubt God when life seems hopeless, helpless, and overwhelming, but no problem is beyond God's ability to right a wrong or even turn death into life. Hasn't he said he loves you beyond comprehension? Here's Romans chapter 8, verses 37-39. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Jesus Christ our Lord. God has also promised to take care of you. Philippians 4:19, but my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Jesus Christ. He's also made solid plans for you. Jeremiah 29:11, for I know the things that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. And you know what? He basically wants to exceed all your expectations, above all you can ever ask, think, or imagine. Here's Ephesians 3:20. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. You know what? That last scripture there, Ephesians 3:20, it's my favorite scripture. Okay. And in it, note that it's, quote, according to the power that worketh in us. Your faith, how you believe, catalyzes God's power. Do you believe God wants to work in your life exceedingly and abundantly above all you could ask or think? While it's true that sometimes his work, his relief, isn't immediately forthcoming and may not match your personal timetable, it does come. And when it does, it's often in ways you can never dream of. So if Jesus is anxious to cast out evil from your life and all the associated burdens that come with being negatively influenced by evil, just what else is he anxious to do in your life? What would you think if I told you that when it comes to being close to you, he is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that you ask or think? He's anxious to grow closer to you in ways that surpass any semblance of what you believe a best friend could be like. After all, he's shown you how eager he is to take upon himself your burdens. In my next post, we'll discover how enthusiastic he is to be your best friend. Yeah, and all those things a best friend does. Talk to you daily, laugh with you, cry with you, inspire you, be with you. And yes, even sit next to you or across from and comfort you. The next post, the next broadcast is coming up, and it's titled, Meet the Best Friend You Never Knew. Where two or more